Hey folks, Tim Miller here. You know, sometimes wisdom is just walking away. So this couple apparently out on a date, going through an isolated tunnel. And these two folks, I guess, antagonize the man. And so he decides rather than walk away, notice his girlfriend's trying to get him to leave. He wants to come back and watch what happens. Pretty soon it's on. And folks, I got to tell you that as effective as his defense was, this was something that could have easily been avoided. And so let's look at it again. He walks, the couple is walking through a tunnel. And as they're walking through the tunnel, one of the subjects throws something at him. Well, it's clear he's having a conversation with his girlfriend, but see, his ego won't let him walk away. So he's going to come back. Now, what he does now is pretty impressive. He isolates one man, the other man attacks. He takes both of them down effectively with soft hand skills. The one person that started the confrontation, he got a nap. So the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he probably let his mouth run something that his body couldn't support. So let's talk about this here for a second, because I see a couple things, a couple wrong things and a couple right things. But I'd ask you, what would you do? Because as you think about what's going on, this is happening more and more. And it's interesting to me that after the initial rock throw, whatever it was, the woman tried to get her boyfriend, husband, whoever, hey, let's just leave. And I got to tell you, folks, that's a win. If they just left, he'd have had a little pride, but who knows what came out of this. I don't know the following, the follow-on issues. But let's start with what we do say. What were the two really wrong things that happened here that maybe we can learn from? Well, the first is situational awareness. Folks, if you're walking through a tunnel, a confined space, and you see two men standing there, not doing anything, looking for you, we in an investigative world would call that a clue. Maybe we don't want to walk down that tunnel because you never know what these folks are up to. Now, here's another fact. He assumed, the boyfriend assumed that they weren't armed. Could that be a really fatal assumption in today's world? Yeah, probably. So let's think about situational awareness. Did they see, were they paying attention to a potential danger that really could have cost them their life? Because at the end of the day, folks, if you see them first and can avoid them, that's a win. That's why I talk about putting these things away. You don't need them. So that was a lose. They didn't have good situational awareness. Number two, another wrong, is they walk by the two guys, but when one throws something at them, the male decides his honor's at stake, whatever. He turns back. Girlfriend tries to say, don't go back there, but he does. That's a big wrong. Folks, the best fight is the one you don't have to fight. So let me encourage you, park your ego at the door. I know it's hard. In the old days, it was different. Not now. You can't afford to turn around. You don't know who you're dealing with. Those two guys could have been high on drugs. They could have had weapons. They could have had a lot of mental issues going on. And now all of a sudden, what you don't know has become an exponentially important thing. So, girlfriend, good job. You did it right. He should have walked away. He should have listened to you. That's a takeaway for me. Having been married for very, very long, I always listen to what my wife's wisdom is. So as we think about the two wrongs, you know, situational awareness and allowing your ego to get you engaged, let's talk about two rights. Well, the first thing is when he comes back, obviously the suspect wants to fight. So he recognizes that, isolates him. And then I got to tell you, he delivers some very quick blows, appropriate blows, or one blow after the subject pushed him first. I would point that out from a legal standpoint. And then he puts him down. And he does it just like that, and he does it very effective. Folks, if you have to fight, that first blow is huge. If you're trained, prepared, and ahead of the attacker, you're now in a position to win. So if you notice, he strikes him exactly where he should, in the head area, and actually knocks him unconscious, gives him a nap. And so that demonstrates some training, some preparedness. Now, I wish he didn't have to use it. We go back to the wrongs. But the right part is he did. He dealt with the first one effectively. And then the second one tries to come in and he does the same thing. Because here's the reality, folks. If you're attacked, unfortunately, we're seeing mobs attack. You gotta line them up. You gotta fight one at a time. Because if you're trying to flank, we learned this in the Marine Corps. If you're trying to get defend a position that's being outflanked, you're not gonna do well. So number two, after he effectively deals with the one, he strikes quickly, effectively. And he takes one guy out of the fight to allow him to focus to the next guy, and then he takes him down. And so, folks, I'm not sure that the other one really wanted to fight based on this video, but he decides stupid one's going to attack him, so he'll be with, and stupid two goes into the fight. And, folks, unfortunately, that mob mentality is just spreading like an epidemic. Two things he does right. You know, he lines up, deals with the first one explosively, deals with the second one, and now he's able to walk away with his girlfriend. So, folks, at the end of the day, was this a win? Nah, really wasn't. Should have never happened. And why am I saying this to you? Because oftentimes on the Tant channel, we talked about when you're attacked. This was not. They were attacked. His pride was hurt. He came back. And then he was attacked, but by then it was too late, you know, for him to avoid the whole thing. And remember, in this case, this fight should have never happened. It's always best to walk away if you can, but when you can't, you better have the right skills. You better be prepared in today's world. Folks, I hope this is helpful. This is just a short one, but I wanted to share it with you. Many people out here are experiencing these kinds of incidents more and more. Please, whatever you do, begin to think about how you should protect yourself and your family. I know I have a good friend of mine that's a lawyer, and he's like, you know, I don't know what to do. And the what to do, folks, is simple. Something. Think about, hey, do I need to take martial arts? Hey, do I need to get pepper spray and train with it? Hey, do I need to get a firearm and train with it? Folks, I'll guarantee you, buying a gun, carrying a gun is not the answer if you're not committed to training. Remember what I say all the time on this channel. You better know the law. You better understand what facts in front of you would allow you to use that weapon. And then you better understand what reasonable force is, because those are the three major criteria that you're going to be judged with. So I hope and pray that this is helpful to you. Hey, folks, let me just remind you, comments are welcome. I know there are a whole lot of experts out here that have, you know, more experience than me, and I would love to interact with you. So hope and pray that you stay safe out there, folks. The world's changing quickly, and I hope this information's helpful to you. Please stay safe out there. Care for yourself and your family. We'll see you next time.